coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, the Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. You must live in health. It's a God-given mandate. You didn't hear what I said? Health is not only a right, it is a mandate. You are mandated to live healthy. I cannot be sick. I cannot afford the luxury of being sick. Come on, think like that. I refuse the luxury of being sick. You say, but sickness doesn't come because you want it. Because you don't know, this life you're living is full of light and at the same time full of darkness. You make a choice. I chose to be happy. I chose to be happy every day. I chose that. I chose to be full of life every day. I chose never to have a blue day, never to have a discouraging day, never to put my hand like this in discouragement or regret. I chose to be happy. I chose to make progress. I chose to look forward, and I'm living out my choice. You have a choice to make, and you can make that choice today. It's a choice. Life is a choice. It's a choice. Jesus has come already. He has done everything he needed to do about you being full of life, being full of joy. He says, these things I tell you, that your life may be full of joy. He says, that my joy may remain in you. What else do you want? Make a choice. Make a choice to be victorious. Make a choice to be successful. Come on, be a success. You are a child of God. It doesn't matter those who are those that like you and those that don't like you. They can't make a change. They can make a difference. They don't count. You think I bother about those who like me and those who don't like me? Forget it. They cannot influence my life. They don't count. Don't you understand? They don't count. They don't count. They can't make any difference. I'm the one that can make a difference. God and me. Finish. Those are the only two working out something about my life. God and me. The two. Hallelujah. This heart trouble you've been suffering with, you don't need it. It's time to drop it. You don't need problems in your heart. It's time to drop it. You know you can drop that heart problem now. You know you can say, heart, become normal. And it will be so. Success is yours. Victory is yours. Let these words come alive in you. Produce results in you. Propel you from success to success, from glory to glory, from health to health. Can you shout amen, somebody? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You make a choice now. Choose to live in victory. Choose to live in health. Poverty is not your portion. Sickness is not your portion. Disease is not your portion. Infirmity is not your portion. Can you say amen? Victory belongs to you. Success belongs to you. The joy of the Lord belongs to you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Possess nations. Glory to God. Praise God forevermore. The Lordship of Jesus. Oh, Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We adore you, righteous one. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for sending Jesus to die for us. Thank you for raising him from the dead for our justification. Thank you for sending us the Holy Ghost to teach and to guide us, to instruct us, to lead us, to fill us with power. We give you praise. Our hearts and our minds are open one more time to hear and receive the word of God, to live by it, to be refreshed, strengthened, informed, and guided by your light. We thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I love Jesus. Do you? Oh boy. You know, I like it when you go to church and hear the word of God. You know, there are people who go to church and they don't listen to the word of God. They sit at the back, take Sunday newspaper, and then they start reading rubbish. The Bible says, give me your heart. God speaking through the word. He says, give me your heart. Let your eyes observe my ways. But most people give their hearts to newspapers and junk magazines. And those magazines are not good for nothing but to be thrown into the junkyard. And many give their hearts to those things, give their minds to those things, and expect to come out successfully in life. No, it's not going to work. If you were successful and then you gave your heart to such materials, you will not stay successful for long enough or much longer. You're taking a nosedive. You see, you can't set your heart on those things. I told you, you have to decide what kind of life you're going to live. The one always reading the news or the one making the news? You're on either side of the fence. And there are those who are always writing about somebody and they're not worth writing about. What life do you want? Somebody says, my pen is very powerful. I can write anything about anybody. Stupid. See, how come nobody's writing about you? Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, if you do something right, they'll talk about you. If you do something wrong, they'll talk about you. If you don't do nothing, then nobody's going to talk about you anyway. So don't worry about being talked about. Just go and do what God called you to do. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're talking about the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And I began explaining to you that the proclamation of His Lordship was what brought us into salvation. You remember? And we feasted on Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Where it said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Now, while we're on this subject, let me explain something to you. Doesn't matter what kind of life you're living, if it's not founded on the Word of God, you have but a short time of joy, a short time of happiness. You're not going to go very long. You will not go far. Make no mistakes about it. Let no one deceive you. Every other foundation is false. The Bible says no other foundation can be laid except the foundation of Christ. Hallelujah. The man whose life is founded on the Word of God will win at the end. See, I'm looking at life and I'm looking at the end. The man, the woman whose life is founded on the Word of God will win at the end.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised them from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Sokoto, Christ Embassy, J. Allen area beside Assemblies of God Church, Sokoto, Sokoto State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling. Or to share your testimony with us, please call 0703-624-3953 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.